2125, signals from space will be received in Hungary. People will be reminded of Baba Vanga. 2221, in the search for extraterrestrial life, humans will come in contact with something terrible.
Did you write it?
Did you see 60 Minutes last night?
No.
They did like a focus group on voters.
Oh, really?
It's really interesting. Everyone just like, the guy's like, I've never seen it this bad.
Oh, really? So it's just like everything's...
I've been doing this for a long time and people are pissed and they yell at each other. And
Jesus.
There's no...
No.
Like, everyone just hates no one. He's like, it's all about listen to me instead of I would like to hear what you think. You know, it's like it's right. Like the mentality has shifted a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think has caused that? What do you think is the core cause of that?
He said after the 2000 election when Al Gore,
right,
like when that all shit went down, like after that people start like threw the rules out the window. We're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna win at all costs, and I don't care. I'm gonna like bring the other candidate down at all costs.
Yeah. So it's,
I can win. That's when the rules like changed.
And part of it is also the. A big part of it is Citizens United, right? Because that's why so much cash is being contributed by...
Yeah, he said that's a big part of it too. But, you know, emotionally, at least for the country, like after that, people became like really angry, I think, because they felt cheated.
Like their votes didn't count.
And then it wasn't about the process. It was about, you know, sort of just making other people feel bad and fighting.
That sucks.
Fuck me, man.
As opposed to like the greater good of making something work, or you know, I don't know. It's all pretty depressing shit, which is why our woman today,
right,
might be onto something. That's a little teaser. And her name
is not Hillary Clinton.
No.
Would you vote for Baba Vanga?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of scary.
I might actually vote for Baba Vanga.
Like, how do you live your life
tomorrow?
Yeah, well, because you can write in a vote. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and okay,
I can write anybody I want, right? This is a podcast.
Yeah.
So here's a little background on Baba Vanga.
Well, let's really quickly. We are
let's take it from the top. Hold on.
So we are this is DigiReddit, your weekly discussion about the internet and Reddit, by way of Reddit rather. We have a bit of a unique one today because the last two episodes we've done have kind of come at nice cultural moments. Last week was Halloween. This week is the election, which has been like fucking Jesus Christ. I can't wait for that fucking bullshit to be over.
It's been like fucking Jesus Christ. Like if you had to fuck Jesus Christ, it would be that weird.
That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah,
I'm fucking some old dead corpse.
God, yeah.
Over and
it's supposed
over
to be the best, but is
I can't
he's
stop.
Decent at most.
Can't stop, but can't get anything out of it.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, yeah, this selection has been the worst ever, and the people involved are the worst, and every political show is the worst. So, we had to cover it in some capacity. We were considering doing the Donald because it's one of the most popular subreddits, but we didn't want to give him or his followers or anybody on that sub the attention they'd probably deserve, to be completely honest. We'll do it at some point. Maybe we'll do it post-mortem with the election because it is really popular, and that sounded rude. I didn't mean it that way. I don't discriminate against the deplorables, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what are you kind of some?
I'm
kind
just
of
kidding. But no,
segregationist.
Well, but it's you know that's been the whole thing with this election is it divides everybody in these fucking categories. And I think that, it is really frustrating because I'm not necessarily pro Hillary either. I just think that she'd be a better president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But anyway, so. We're doing something different today, and we're not going to actually talk about a sub as much as we are going to talk about a topic that has come up on several subs and was first technically spurned from our favorite sub or some of our favorite sub conspiracies. So, and it's funny because I know we love conspiracies, but I don't think we love them the way that people love them in this election cycle where like they've turned it into their doctrine.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of kidding in how much I love these conspiracies.
Yeah, they're fun.
Right?
It's like believing in aliens. It's totally. Yeah, it's a good time.
Like, for me, it's like lizard people shit where I just go, well, wow, thought experiment, right? Mm-hmm. Not here's a place where I could pick facts to support my point of view.
Yeah.
Right? It's not what you talk about at the coffee shop in the morning with the guys.
No, yeah, exactly.
Guys, guess what I found out.
But that's kind of what's happening now. Because a lot of like a lot of those kind of people, like old Vietnam vet types, are going to like ChristianFoxNews.net and they're being like, it's my best, the best news source on the internet right now.
Yeah, this shit's real.
And I'm just like, damn, dude. Did you guys see that article?
But they're all equally.
I haven't even talked about the topic. So today we're talking about Baba Vanga, which was we found on Conspiracy and then a lot of other places. And
I think it came up last week's episode. Da Boobs might have brought it up.
Oh, you're right. We did talk about it.
And then I was like, wait, who is this person?
Right.
And then you deep dove.
Well, I mean, as far as like finding things on the internet, that's kind of what this is all about. And we all are fans of finding things on the internet. Like, this one kind of blew me away. I was like, wow. Like, this is, out of all the things that are on the internet, this one's pretty interesting because she's got a track record. She's got no eyes.
Yeah,
she's from Macedonia. Like, nobody even knows where Macedonia is.
Nope. Zero eyes, guys.
Zero
eyes.
Yep.
And that we know of.
As we're looking around for a conspiracy to talk about for the election, what better conspiracy than Baba Vanga?
Right.
And we will tell you exactly why.
And in a time where things seem confusing for our country and people don't really know where to turn or who to look up to, Baba Vanga seems like a beacon of light because she kind of has all of the answers.
She does.
Right.
She does.
Which is why I got so excited about my Baba and your Baba,
so,
Baba Vanga.
Baba Vanga.
Saying,
Baba Vanga.
Turn down all of your conspiracies and listen to ours.
Yeah, because this one is going to blow your hats off.
All right. So anyway, so let's get into it. So this one, if you go to digireddit.com, or the Did You Reddit Facebook page, or probably the Did You Reddit Instagram page as well, we will post, or will have posted at this point, some places to get more information on Baba Vanga. Because like I said, this is actually more of a cumulative of different posts on Reddit, one subreddit.
Yeah,
and we looked for a Baba Vanga subreddit, and there wasn't
one. There isn't one, but this is kind of, we're using Reddit as a tool.
Right.
To research one thing we want to know more about, which is actually a good way to use Reddit too. Like, not everything you're interested in might have a sub.
Right.
Most things do, but this one specifically doesn't. But there's still so much chatter about her on Reddit that we're going to be able to get what we need out of Reddit because Reddit's dope.
Now, I will say, at the same rate, that is almost the core of all of our problems right now in the political cycle, is that people are like grabbing supposed facts from places that they assume are factual when they're not. So Reddit is a community based forum of spreading information and rumors and whatever. That's the beauty in it. But don't look up your sources, people. God damn it.
Yeah, it's schoolyard politics on Reddit.
Fucking look up your sources and start believing in facts again, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
But facts having said that,
that's
Baba Vanga.
Oh my fucking God.
Facts are out and feelings are in.
It's
and that's
fucking
just kind of the way it is. It's if you feel that way, that's what you that's what's
there'll
real.
Be a fact online to support your feeling.
I'm blown away at this whole fucking thing. Alright, anyway. So
well, if you believe in what you just said and you want to believe in facts, Baba Vanga has all the facts.
Well, yeah, I mean,
which she ascertained from a lightning bolt that took her eyesight when she was 12
exactly.
in 1974.
Exactly.
All right, so let's just get into this for all the fucking posers out there who don't know who she is.
Okay. Right. So I've got a little background on this lady.
Okay.
She's called the Nostradamus of the Balkans, and with good reason. Baba Vanga is a blind Bulgarian clairvoyant who died 20 years ago and is believed to have predicted the rise of ISIS, the fall of the Twin Towers, the 2004 tsunami, and global warming itself. Literally, she said, horror, horror, the American brethren will fall after being attacked by steel birds. The wolves will be howling in a bush and innocent blood will gush a good 20 years before 9/11 happened.
What steel eagles? What'd you say? Steel birds?
Steel birds.
What's the reference to the bush? I didn't really get that one.
So wait, American Brethren, Twin Towers, right. Steel birds, airplanes, wolves will be howling in a bush.
That's fucking a
President Bush.
Oh.
And innocent blood will gush. All the innocent people who died.
Right.
And God, that guy just didn't stop howling.
No.
Right?
He did not.
Yeah.
So she kind of like, and she said that when? In 1981 or something?
I think in the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because she died in like 95 or something, right?
Yeah.
So that was definitely way preceding. 96.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Escape from New York, starring Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I've probably seen it.
But they actually predicted 9/11 too.
Oh, really?
Shit.
But maybe they got that from Baba Vanga.
They might have gotten Baba Vanga.
Yeah. Do you think she was a consulting screenwriter on that?
There's a scene in the movie where they simulate planes flying into the Twin Towers. And that was like in 84.
Damn.
Nobody talks about that. But I think Baba Vanga was probably just a writer on the staff.
Yeah, I think she probably was.
Staff writer. Yeah. I mean, but there were... The Twin Towers had been like hit before.
Yeah, that's like if you want to take out capitalism, that's where you start. Yeah.
Well, because they were subject to a bomb plot previously, right?
Mm-hmm. There was a car bomb in the basement,
something like that
went off,
right?
Yeah,
and then I feel like what happened and what may this doesn't describe Baba Vanga, which is and this is very she's hey, where did you get that fact by the way? Was that from Wikipedia or what? Boobs.
Which one?
All the what you just read about.
Baba. Oh, this is from Yahoo News.
Oh, okay.
Even more reliable.
Even more reliable.
Gold standard.
Yeah. Gold standard.
This is where I get all my news.
Yeah. So, I feel that the Twin Towers were probably subject to a lot of threats for a long time because they were symbolic
of
a lot of things. And
if you were anti-capitalism, that was your devil.
Yeah, if you're anti-capitalism and anti-Western world, I think the Twin Towers would have been a really, really good point of contention, right?
Yeah.
So I think that I would suspect, and I love this game, and this is why I get really frustrated with modern politics, is because like you can break things into their factual basis, right? And I don't feel like people do that anymore. But yeah. The Kurt Russell thing, for instance, I bet that they did have a consulting, you know, CIA person on staff or whatever, somebody who was like in the intelligence community knew, and they were like, you know what, we should do this about the Twin Towers because they're always getting threats.
Like
there.
That would be a realistic.
Yeah, like they're always getting bomb threats. They're always getting whatever.
Every movie ever that has to do with the end of the world takes out the Golden Gate Bridge and
totally
and Capitol Records
totally
and everything else that's like a monument in America. So
right
when it happens or if it happens, everyone's gonna be like, "See, 2012,
Empire State Building's been done."
Yeah,
yeah,
for years.
The Statue of Liberty never gets taken out.
But I feel like those are representations of culture. Not like realistic representations of like,
yeah,
like that. That's the thing about the Twin Towers is they were actual realistic smites on something that people actually hate. Not just like Hollywood, like not Capitol Records, right?
Yeah, it wasn't symbolic. It was killing people.
It was deliberate. So anyway, so the reason we're talking about Baba Vanga now for this election cycle is because some people speculate, and it's based on her predictions, that she had a lot to say about this particular election,
mm-hmm.
right?
And this
particular year and this particular time in the world. So obviously, we found that interesting. This election's fucking dumb. So, there's a lot of reasons to talk about Baba
Vanga.
That is
our official stance.
Yeah, our stance politically is not pro Clinton or pro Trump. It is
this is fucking dumb.
This is fucking stupid.
But the glass half full way to look at it is this is the bottom. We can only go up.
Right. Or
now let's change some fucking laws, but it won't happen.
No, I'm worried that this isn't the bottom. That's what I'm afraid of.
This is the beginning to the bottom.
We will hit new lows between now and January.
When does Clinton I'm just gonna say that.
Get inaugurated.
Yeah, when does she get inaugurated?
Sometime in January.
Can you imagine if Trump got inaugurated? Oh my god.
I've been saying this for a year. My long term gamble prediction was that he wins on inauguration day. He makes fun of everybody for voting for an idiot.
Right.
And he's the greatest salesman of all time, officially now. It's official.
Right. Yeah.
And then he declines the presidency. He whips out his dick, which is huge.
Right.
He's like, see?
Huge.
See?
Huge. And huge. That's it. He walks away. And I think that there's like a small percentage that happens.
You know what?
But it's not.
I feel like all percentage predictions are out the door. Dude.
That's consistent with Baba Vanga's first prediction on this list.
Really?
Oh, really? Let's hear it.
Wait.
So
me and Baba have a lot in common.
Let's analyze this. Prediction number one.
Yeah.
Baba Vanga had predicted that the 44th U.S. president would be an African American man. She also added,
can you say Barry Obama?
Barry Obama, anybody? She also added that he would be the last American president.
So let's dive into that, because I like that theory. Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like,
that's very sort of cryptic.
Do we know the official wording? Because I want to hear the wording, because as with any of these things, it's like, he said it was going to be the last black president, and there was like, you know, in the actual prediction was, the last American ruler was going to be was going to reside on the dark side of the sun, right? And it's going to be like,
yeah,
the fuck.
And you're like, wait a minute, Yahoo News.
Yeah.
Let's see, because I just went to baba-vanga.com, and hopefully
the
they
official
have
Baba Vanga fan site.
Yeah, I would like to hear her predictions,
verbatim.
Word for word. Yeah, but here's the thing: I don't know, because she was Bulgarian, and
right.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But
this guy's got a theory I found about it, which is interesting.
Really,
I can read it.
Okay,
I haven't got to the end. So if in the end it says like, and then I stuck my hand up his butthole, I'm sorry.
Okay,
but the first half seemed.
All right.
If this is a big troll, I apologize.
Yeah,
but you're
fell
not gonna
for
know.
It. Hook, line, and stinker.
Yeah.
I couldn't wrap my head around the Obama being the last president thing until I got an email. I had to take my vehicle to a mechanic the other day for service. The service manager, Pete, sounds like a nice guy, gave me a ride home. On the way home, he told me this theory about the upcoming election and the next 4 years of government. At first, I thought it was a bit far-fetched, but I listened to him and it began to make sense in a scary sense. He said, "I believe Hillary Clinton will win the election in November," Pete began. "Then sometime between November and January, she'll be indicted. The IRS will now investigate the Clinton Foundation. The whole email thing isn't over yet. So once under indictment, she won't be able to assume office of the president until January. So Tim Kaine, who will not actually be the vice president because neither he nor Hillary have been inaugurated," mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting, "cannot assume presidency. Speaker of the House can't move up to it because there's already sitting president and vice president. So President Obama, in an executive order citing emergency situation, this..." Sorry, I lost my place. This goes on. Gives himself another 4 years in office because he says it's the only way possible to keep moving forward, which I think he can do, actually.
Probably, yeah, it probably is.
I think Lincoln did it.
Well,
it's because there was
sick.
A war.
And what? No, it was... Wasn't Roosevelt? It was Eisenhower. No, it wasn't Eisenhower. Or it was Roosevelt. There was one of our presidents had like a fucking long term, and everybody forgets about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was Roosevelt, right?
And
no, it wasn't Roosevelt.
So Pete believes Obama has been planning this for a while, knowing he has.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Oh, it's Roosevelt.
Enough on Hillary to indict her. Had the Attorney General indicated indicted her based on evidence from the FBI, this plan wouldn't have worked because the DNC would have quickly come up with another candidate and blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean, if Obama becomes...
It's kind of interesting that like, yeah, she gets elected tomorrow, but then because of all the red tape, she actually doesn't get inaugurated. So we're left in this sort of like gray area.
That would make a lot of sense.
And...
But that would happen with Trump, too. Trump is facing a fraud, criminal...
Yeah,
but he is due in court in November.
Yeah, that's why whoever wins, nobody wins, right?
Yeah,
because
we're literally electing for two potential criminals, right? Now, granted,
in a country where like we get parking tickets and like the cops are like, you're speeding. And I'm like, that's nothing compared to like these.
Yeah,
people.
Exactly. Our president.
How are you going to enforce your little laws? 13-year-old
motherfucker. I'm not paying your parking ticket.
That's yeah. right. That's kind of my
yeah.
logic.
Yeah. There, yeah. It's going to become martial law if we elect a criminal.
Well, yeah. that's. Yeah. If they want us to listen to their laws, but they're not abiding by the laws, like
right.
we lose faith. We stop believing in the idea, and that's right. when everything falls apart. And so putting these people in office is risky for that idea.
Like, I mean, I will say
that's pretty extreme.
No, we're living in extreme times. So yeah. honestly, like, right. I'm like, this is again where
I just got my first hoverboard and it was extreme. A hoverboard. Here,
God damn.
Like, what could, so that's one interpretation.
So here's the thing in my mind. If that happened and everybody was like, all right, well, we can't really put Hillary in office and like can't really put Trump in office. All right, guys, sorry. My name is President Obama. I'm going to just be another 4 years. I'd be like, God, awesome. Great. Thank yeah. you.
Everyone.
Moving on.
That'd yeah. be the ultimate win.
I know, man. I'd be like, Jesus Christ.
You seen all those videos about Obama that have come out? Like, we're going to miss this guy videos?
Yeah, man.
Just like him doing cool stuff. Like,
he's the coolest like, guy ever,
everyone's
dude.
Like so sad. They're like, yeah. don't leave.
It's he such a fucking like, bummer. Like,
Yeah, it's such a crazy stark contrast between the way Obama conducted himself during his yeah. 8 years and how this election is panning out.
I mean,
he's just a class act, and you can disagree with his politics, but he's never been like
totally
trying to make people angry and yeah. fight each other.
I mean, listen, maybe he is the harbinger of doom that the far right makes him seem like, but at least he hasn't come out and proven it. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, part of the problem with all of this, for me at least, is that I am not the kind of person who wishes naivety on anyone and myself. But, like, there's been so much constant exposure of these people. It's like seeing your parents fuck in an ugly way for the first time, right? Or
for
2 years.
Right? Let's just say your parents 69-ing.
Yeah. It's like watching your parents 69. You're
that's
just
the
like,
worst.
I get that it probably happens. I don't want to fucking see it, though.
No.
Right? And that's the thing with, like, Obama. If Obama is doing all this gnarly shit on the back end, I'm like, you know what? I don't fucking care. It's our politics. Everything. Yeah. Whatever, man. That is the world we live in. I would right now, because of everything, maybe it would have been different before all of this happened. But because all of this has happened the way it has,
yeah.
I'm like, I would much rather take that now than have to fucking live through what is going to happen with our next presidency, where like so many grievances have been aired during this
yeah.
fucking thing that I'm like, how do you get anything done? How do you make
Never.
Anybody want to work with you? Like, we need a reset, or we just need to agree that Obama's a better fucking option and like, let him continue doing his thing.
Well, the
rest of the world would be like, dope. Everybody except for Putin. And we have actually tried to be okay with Putin. It's like, that's the other problem with this whole thing. Like, Hillary literally in every opportunity she has, she goes, fuck Putin. We got to fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what are you doing?
Like,
if you're president, you're going to have to work really closely with him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the whole world is fucking
falling apart.
Literally standing on both of your shoulders.
Yeah.
Stop pissing him off, right?
Right. And yeah.
And then Trump is like, seems like a great guy to me. We should only work with him.
Yeah. It's like no, where's the middle ground, guys? So according to Baba, she says that Barack Obama will be the last American right. president. So we've got some theories about what that means. But according to her, he would leave office at a time when the country would be in economic ruins and there would be a huge divide between the northern and southern states, as was the case during the American Civil War.
Well,
so
yeah.
maybe if he does do a third term, it's going to exacerbate these
right.
two groups to the point where there is a freaking civil war.
Which
and
would definitely happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he stayed in office, people would be so pissed.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Process, because of the voting process and this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Everyone just, so it kind of fall apart. So people stop believing in the system and then it would start to crumble. And it could.
And the Republicans would feel like, holy shit, we have a dictator now. We got a revolt.
Right.
Everyone else would be like, but what? He's great.
I know. Well,
he's not going to be here forever.
If you're worried right now, the Baba Vanga's predictions are a little bit dark.
Yeah.
She did make an incorrect prediction.
Did she?
That in 1994, the FIFA World Cup final would be played between two teams, starting with the letter B. That's not true.
Why would she
make a prediction like that?
Because she's Baba Vanga. She don't give a fuck. She was on a hot streak.
Yeah.
She didn't know anything about sports.
Teams. What I really think
maybe some guy was like, hey, do one for sports. And she goes,
that was Macedonia. That was Macedonia Mafia all over it.
She doesn't even know about sports. She's blind. She's like, I got a lot of money. She doesn't watch sports. That annoys me. She probably should have just shut up about that one. But, I mean, that's just one aspect of her 2016 predictions. She also predicts that Europe will cease to exist. According to Baba Vanga.
These are fucking dire. Yeah. All of these predictions are so goddamn dire.
The continent will cease to exist by 2016, and all that would remain will be empty spaces and wasteland nearly devoid of any form of life. She is reported to have said that chemical weapons would be used by extremists against Europe.
I mean, the only thing that has to be a nuclear weapon.
And didn't Russia just unveil a new nuclear weapon like yesterday?
Maybe, but why would Russia wouldn't bomb Europe? That would be asinine, right?
Maybe I think it's all. I think maybe she's a year off on this one. That's my inclination, because they're fucking up Syria big time with chemical weapons.
Well, Syria,
which
well,
Turkey and, to the next one.
Right,
Turkey's all, Europe too. So
yeah,
that's true. Maybe she's just saying a part of Europe.
Yeah, and she might have gotten her dates wrong. Like, this is the beginning of what could be the end of Europe.
Right.
Think of Brexit, Syria, and then her next prediction, and I want to preface it by saying I am not anti-refugee in any way.
Right.
But
fuck those refugee motherfuckers.
Fuck those refugees. No.
Sorry, what?
Her next prediction is Muslims will invade Europe. She predicts that Muslims will invade Europe and there will be widespread destruction by extremists, which will go on for many years
until the
continent ceases to exist.
Yeah, I think that one has already happened and it's happening. And I think that, I mean, again, I have no discrimination towards anybody. I don't fucking care what you believe in and what you're into. Just stop being dicks about it, man. Fuck. I can't even deal with the Muslim extremism because I'm just like...
Like,
you
stop.
Fucking dickheads, man.
Just do your thing.
Yeah. Do whatever you want to do. I'm going to keep listening to fucking Black Sabbath by myself in my garage. And don't tell me I'm not allowed to do that because I'm not.
No.
Married. Right. Like, that's I don't fucking care what anybody does.
No.
Just fucking leave me alone. Right.
And like, I think big thing is, like, just, you know, don't involve other people and don't involve animals.
Right.
Because they're innocent. But if you want
right.
to kill your
no
buddy,
kids,
like, I don't
no
know,
kittens.
Like, if you guys want to have, like, duels in the desert with each other, I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. If, like, you and your buddy want to have, like, a suicide pact and kill yourself and whatever, it might be grisly, but I'm like, all right, man, if that's really what you're into, then fucking sure.
Go for it.
All right. Yeah, Baba Vanga. I mean, this one, I feel like this one is case closed. It's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Right? And...
Yeah, she's pretty clairvoyant, I'd say.
That's what I'd say.
I'd say that, official.
Yep. But I wonder, I mean, you know...
That's all I have to say about that.
I feel like I could be relatively clairvoyant with obscure terms about certain things.
But could you do it pre-Google?
Well...
She didn't have the internet.
Yeah, but this is what I wonder, though.
How could she even know that the World Trade Towers was a thing?
Yeah.
She may have been rural, but but Macedonia in the 80s
was more of a discotheque mecca than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just did lots of ketamine, dude.
She's crazy.
I've had some great clairvoyant thoughts on ketamine.
Oh yeah.
No, I think that if you're in a part of the world that's a little bit volatile. So let's break this down into its factual basis, right? And this is going to be a little bit of speculation. Yeah, science time. But not even just science, but like, so Macedonia.
Internet science.
Macedonia was a part of, or no, she wasn't Macedonia. She was Bulgarian. She wasn't Macedonia.
She was born in Macedonia.
But she was Bulgarian?
But she's Bulgarian.
So did she live in Macedonia?
She was born in Strumica, Macedonia. She lost her eyesight.
Macedonia
and that's
just north of Greece.
All right, yeah. So Macedonia is a part of the Balkans that were a part of the Yugoslavian War, right? Mm-hmm. Yugoslavian War was the center of world conflict in the 80s, right?
Yeah, man.
And that was a really... So here's part of what's happened there, right? Muslim, like the... I'm going to get all my facts wrong. So anybody who's like a scholar of Yugoslavian politics, don't write us hate speech.
They're some of our biggest fans.
They are. We have a huge contingency. Maybe I'll do a Facebook ad buy about Yugoslavian scholars.
Jumpsuits and books or something.
Pretty much, yeah. But so Bosnia was highly Muslim. Serbia was Orthodox Christian. And then what was the other one?
There's Montenegro. There's Albania.
Right.
And there's Croatia and Slovenia. They're all kind of in that zone. And then Bulgaria. Right.
So everybody in that region was all entrenched in the Yugoslavian War in some capacity. Even if they weren't involved, they were still like regional to it, right?
Because you kind of had to pick up.
Yeah, it's like we in America, especially in California, like we know a little bit about everything that's happening in the Mexican cartels. We don't know a ton, but enough to where we can make some educated guesses about things.
Like I'm pro Sinaloa cartel.
Right, exactly.
You're
exactly.
pro Yucatan.
Exactly. That's why we get along so well. That's it's because we favorite opposing cartels.
Yeah. You can gamble on them in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly. You can gamble on the election. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's as American as it gets.
It is. It really is.
Their line is supposed to be the most accurate line, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like Hillary's like 85 and Trump's like 12 or whatever.
But anyway, so I
but
would.
Then like the news is like 50-50. You're like, well, which one fucking is it, guys? Like, is it Las Vegas or is it the goddamn news? And it's never the news.
No,
because they're retarded. Sorry.
Well, they're not even just retarded. They're fucking
corrupt.
They're corrupt. They're doing it for cash.
Yeah.
If they say
profit driven motives.
Yeah. If they say it's a case closed, Hillary wins this election, then no one's going to pay attention.
Yeah.
And every time they say, hey, there's a high chance that Trump might pull this one off, everybody freaks out and everybody starts watching it, right? Yeah.
They're snake oil salesmen, huh?
It's the worst. Anyway, so Yugoslavian War, Baba Vanga saw a little bit of the Muslim, it wasn't like an uprising. It was just like, Bosnia got the fuck beat out of them, right? And she probably saw little bits of that, right? It wasn't necessarily happening in hordes, but in I don't think it was in Macedonia. It might have been Macedonia actually, but one of the countries that essentially made the Serbian war happen, right, was Slobodan Milosevic. Ethnic Serbs in Montenegro, I think.
Montenegro's a place next door.
I think so. I think ethnic Serbs in Montenegro were feeling like they were getting pushed out by Muslims. Mm-hmm. So Milosevic went down there and was just like, this will not stand. Rise up, ethnic Serbs. And then that kind of started the war, right? So there was already, like, you could see a little bit of like, Muslim heritage working its way into Europe from Baba Vanga's point of view. So she probably was like, like she was just probably a master of recognizing patterns, right?
Yeah.
So if you start seeing patterns, you start seeing like, ethnic conflict between Muslims and the traditional European elite, ethnically, culturally, whatever, and you feel like the Muslims are getting the short end of the stick. Well, history says that whoever gets the short end of the stick eventually revolts and they eventually make a better comeback or whatever.
Yeah.
So she might have made that prediction, and then she was just really, really good at... I mean, she should have been a strategist.
Was she a huckster or is she a clairvoyant?
I think that she was a... I don't know if I necessarily believe in clairvoyance, but I believe in people that are really, really talented at recognizing signs and patterns and understanding what they mean based on intuition. That maybe that is the definition of clairvoyance. For me, clairvoyance is a lot more like
mystical.
She lost her vision when she was 12. She was like, I had a vision about, I had a vision that the Cubs are going to win the World Series in 2016. Mark my words. That is a little bit more like clairvoyant shit. But for some of her predictions, it's a little bit more like, all right, so the African-American thing. Who knows why that number happened, right? Like, maybe that one was just fucking pure luck. Or maybe she, I don't know what it was. Maybe she had some math behind it. But, like, okay, so in the 80s, in the 70s, she was probably catching wind of some international news, I would assume, right?
She says here she was illiterate or
semi-illiterate. Well, maybe, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, if there was anybody catching any whiff of news back then, you would have seen the culture wars. You would have seen Rodney King. You would have been seeing a lot of these things, right?
It's interesting, like, she didn't actually write any books, but people wrote books about her predictions. So there's a gap.
Right.
It's almost like the Bible. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These exactly. are stories somebody exactly. told, and then I wrote them down. Maybe I tweaked a couple of them here and right. there. So there is that gray yeah. area. I mean, as much as I
mark my words, between 1850 and 2026, there will be a black president.
Yeah. She yeah. probably said, like, in the future, a darker man will reside.
I know, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
you never well, know. And it was probably even more cryptic than that.
And she didn't write anything down. So right. as much as I hate taking any of the piss out of Baba Vanga, because I love her, we have no idea what she really said.
Right. We have no idea. But also, you know, I mean.
But we also choose to believe.
Well, the Baba Vanga, her predictions, I mean, if so the link that we will post on our respective social channels, digiredit.com, digiredit, Facebook, digiredit, Instagram, it's like dated 5 years ago. So it's not new. Like, these things aren't new. So even if it is complete fucking bullshit, there's still a little bit of like, wait, but how did, it's like David Blaine shit where you're just like, I get that it's a magic trick, but how did you do that? Yeah. Right.
What's your process? And don't then tell he, us. And then he goes,
but even if he told you, you'd still be like, I still don't understand how you did that though.
Right? So the 94 FIFA thing that she got wrong. So Brazil was one of the teams. She predicted two teams were going to be in named. The finals with names starting with the country starting with letter B. Brazil was one of them. And Bulgaria got knocked off by Italy in the semifinals.
Oh shit.
And there's some controversy on a point. And we all know FIFA is super corrupt and like they are pro Italy over Bulgaria. Nobody's like pro Bulgaria no. anything except for Cologne.
Baba.
I'm pro I'm pro Bulgarian Cologne. They make the best. Everyone knows that. So, I mean, maybe she got screwed. Like, maybe she was kind of correct, but, like, her prediction got screwed.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But I'm sure there's a lot of fucking just dudes hanging out on the corner that are like, I know who's going to be in it because I love sports.
Yeah, and she's like, oh,
can I just, like...
Do you think I can borrow that for my brand?
My brand? Yeah. I'm like, I've been on a little bit of a dry spell here.
Hi, my name is Baba. I'm a clairvoyant. I was wondering if I could borrow your prediction about this soccer game.
Just yeah. to, like, widen my base.
Last name, Vanga. First name, Baba.
Yeah. Here's my card. Give me a ring.
Here's my card. What I do a lot of is predict things. I predict tomorrow will be Tuesday.
Yeah.
I predict there will be a lot of line waiting in tomorrow. Right. But that's lines will wrap buildings.
And she was from Bulgaria, right?
Yeah.
I know we've gone over this a million times. Earlier,
yeah.
But...
I think we're all a little confused about the Baltics and how it works.
Yeah.
And but since you're the only guy who has any intimate knowledge.
And like, apparently Macedonians are Bulgarians.
I think Macedonians get thrown around. I think Greece, when I was in Greece, I remember having a conversation about Serbia because I had just come from Serbia. And I don't remember if it was Montenegro or Macedonia, but they were like, oh, that's our country. No, it's not theirs. It's ours. And I was like,
oh,
well, I don't know who it is. So I don't know what to tell you.
I don't have a stake in this, but okay.
It's like a tug of war over there.
Yeah. Well, that's most of that region is like that.
Damn.
Like Romania has been a part of like every major empire, right? So
the only thing they've been able to produce out of it's 11-year-old kids who smoke.
Yeah.
They huff bags of paint.
Yeah, which is sad.
It's sad, but... hilarious.
Yeah. They're such motherfucking badass kids.
They are.
I've seen those documentaries and they're all
have
just
you
like,
seen Children Underground?
I think so.
Children Underground's the one about Romanian street kids.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's fucked up, dude. It's so sad and dark. But it's also like I would love to meet some of them now. Like meet one that kind of like got out, got clean.
He's like working at Geico. He's just like slinging insurance.
I mean, dude, you always see these interviews with like Lost Boys of Sudan, and you're just like, you got out? And they're like, yeah, I got out. And we're like, oh, cool. Tell us about your thing. And they're like, well, everybody I knew died when I was 8.
And they're like, the militia came in and just killed everybody after they raped everybody.
Right. And they gave me a machine gun and told me to kill all my friends. So I did. And then I went to America.
So I like, just like, I like swam across the Atlantic Ocean. And now I'm like a doctor and I'm like studying to get my piano certificate in like classical music. You're like, you're fucking amazing.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, like,
I got a parking ticket. I won't shut up about it.
Exactly.
I'm miserable. You're a fucking angel.
it's pretty crazy. So I think it's probably similar with Romania, because that was a big thing in that time too. I remember when they used to do the whole.
I gotta say the Romanians like
pay $2 to adopt a child in Romania.
Oh yeah.
Well, they did it mostly with Africa, I think. But if I remember correctly,
I think it was like send away gymnast. You get a gymnast in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had. I mean, I actually know a lot about Romania because I studied it incessantly in college. It's like what I did most of my studies on for whatever reason.
You could pretend to be Romanian and I would buy it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
If my last name ended in SCU, like everybody in Romania.
But how do you say that?
SCU. It's like Ceausescu was their dictator idiot.
Oh.
So they had this guy. We're getting really quickly off topic. I'll finish this little ad.
We're just doing it. What'd you do your sub on this week? The Balkans.
Yeah.
Just in general.
r/ Balkan. Balkan politics.
We should totally do that one time.
Well, we keep talking about wanting
Mexico
to do one.
Mexico has
like,
Frida Pinto and the Balkans has Baba Vanga, you know?
Well,
that's.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Baba Vanga. So let's continue this thing about Baba Vanga. So we're not rambling too hard here.
Yeah. Well, there's another prediction that comes with this whole.
I mean, there are a couple more in the future that get increasingly grim,
mm-hmm.
and I think some of them we will have the opportunity to live through if we even make it fucking through this election, for God's sake. But go into those boobs because I think those are equally as interesting.
Yeah. So fucked. Let's like we'll do a little quick. Pass at like the next 1,000 years. So by 2018,
just a quick flyby.
Yeah, just really quick. We can stop and talk about any one of these.
I'm just gonna buzz this tower real quick.
You guys just like jump in if you're like, wait, now that one we gotta talk about.
Cool.
Okay, so China's gonna become the next superpower in the next 2 years.
Done, easy, whatever.
Trump kind of predicted that one. Actually.
Yeah. Trump's the clairvoyant here.
This is
Trump's a long lost relative of Baba Vanga.
He might be. He doesn't have eyes either. It's from what I can tell. Hunger eradication. Hunger will be eradicated sometime between 2025 and 2028.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how all this other...
It doesn't seem to line up with anything.
Well, there's so much grim shit going on. And then she's like, oh yeah, and the whole world will be have tons of Subway sandwiches.
I watched 60 Minutes. I also had a thing on Zika last night. And it was very grim.
Zika's fucked, man.
It's for real. So it's everywhere now, except for Alaska.
Really?
Yeah. And like, but they showed all these pictures, these kids with the Mayan. What is it? How am I saying it?
The
small microcephaly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that seems like it's not under control.
No.
So like, no, it's not.
what if like a large chunk of the world population sort of gets decimated by some virus, which is what leads to
hunger eradication.
So it ends up being like
we just remove a chunk of the population, so there's less mouths to feed.
There's way more.
So is that more of a is that darker than it sounds? Is what I'm saying.
Well, so this is this same question with the presidency thing, right? When you're like, this is the 44th president will be our last president of the United States. Well, maybe it's because we're going to rename our country, or because like the country will take a new, like Texas will leave, and we're going to be like, fine, fuck off Texas. And then we're like, we'll take Saskatchewan and replace them, and then we have a different country. We're going to call it the United States of some of America, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Baba Vanga would be like, see, told you. And he'd be like, that's not what you said.
Yeah.
It's different. And we're like, well, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I think that something like Zika, but Zika's not a lethal virus. It just fucks your.
It can kill kids.
But it makes it harder for them. It doesn't kill them.
It doesn't necessarily, but it can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's both.
So it's like.
They can't.
It deteriorates the brain development.
Yeah, yeah, it makes their
which
brain
can kill
really
you,
small.
But it's not like a guaranteed death sentence.
Yeah.
It sounds awful.
It does sound really shitty. I mean,
and it can be spread through sex. That's like a big thing.
Cool.
So like when everyone went to Brazil for the Olympics, everyone had Zika, everyone fucked.
Wrap
everyone brought
up.
Zika back.
Right.
Everyone fucked again. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's got Zika.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's what all these doctors warned about.
Yeah. And
they're like, don't do this. And everyone's like, meh, but Pepsi.
Yeah.
Mamex.
Right.
Yeah.
And now everyone's
plus, nobody believes in facts anymore.
Nobody believes in facts.
So everybody's like, yeah, well, you say that, but like, how would you know? And they're like, because I've been studying it for 40 years.
It's
and
really,
they go, yeah, well, I have the internet. So yeah.
And it says not to worry. So. Yeah.
The Center for Disease Control guy has been doing the job since like 80 or something. Right. Like, he's been around forever. And he's like, he knows everything. And he was like, he's like, I know everything. And you're like, trust him. You're like, yeah, I trust you, man.
I trust you, man.
They had these kick-ass secret facilities that they wouldn't disclose where they were, and there's a bunch of them. There's probably, I don't know, a couple thousand of them, but they're like, they're a vaccination and like salience.
Right.
They're like, when shit hits the fan virally,
yeah,
they can deploy all this like medicine.
It's like the seed bank up in Svalbard.
Yeah. And they're like, so how many of these do you have? The guy's like, I cannot tell you that. And it was like very hush-hush. It was just this like warehouse, like underground somewhere. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool. So that stuff exists.
Well, you know about the seed bank in Svalbard, right? Have you guys heard of that?
No.
That's in...
I think it's in Svalbard. It's like in northern Sweden.
You keep saying Svarbalark, but none of us know where it is.
Svalbard is like... I don't know if Svalbard is technically Russia or if it's in Sweden. It's way up there,
just north of Bakersfield?
Yeah. Svalbard. It's by the Costco. Go right. Svalbard Ave. It's where they hold seed. It's like Noah's Ark for agriculture, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They have every seed ever that's ever existed.
Damn.
In like a really hush hush, super refrigerated,
super tight mason jars.
You don't hire interns there, type of situation, right?
Yeah. It's like a military facility.
It's like a military facility for the world, so that when everything goes fucking tits up, next like on Thursday or whatever,
we can still get heirloom tomatoes.
Exactly.
Thank God. Thank God.
I know. We still get avocados, pretty much.
that's going to be really
helpful. Yeah, that's
helpful.
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
It is pretty. But I assume they have the same thing for the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah. These facilities.
Right.
It's good. I was like, actually, I saw that and I was like, So like, that's some nice tax dollar spending, I guess. Like, good
job.
Good work, guys.
Yeah. But keep it up. If it got into the wrong hands.
Like, think if Trump wanted to build another tower and was like, we could do without this one. Maybe
it's
we'll,
true.
Yeah. Anyway,
how does one get into clairvoyancy? Like, what's year one look like? Any career has like got a steep start cycle. So Baba Vanga is what, she's sitting around the park. She's like,
bombed because she's blind.
How do you get people to be like, yo, man, there's this lady at the park and she's pretty fucking smart?
I mean, I think it probably starts with small bets, right?
She's you got to start making bets enough, though, that people know you're the person making bets.
Well, think about like Jesus, right? All the narratives about Jesus is like he didn't go straight to walking on water, right?
Yeah.
No.
He kind of started with like
baby steps on water.
Well, yeah. Well, he started a lot of the earlier ones
he
were
crawled
like,
on water first.
He would heal people, right? Or like he would do something and then the whole world would be like, have you heard of this guy? He did this thing, right?
Everyone's like, cool.
Yeah, so it's like, you know,
this is the Apple iPhone 7.
Right.
with video playback.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I bet Baba Vanga was like, she probably had something where she's blind. So she was probably like,
she's got the look.
You see that man over there in the red hat? Watch out for him. He's going to grab that woman's purse and shit, like crazy shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just like, you're blind. How do you know that?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Right.
And I bet she had someone like, I mean, she was how old when she lost her sight? Like, I'm 12. Sure her mom or something. They probably come from like a superstitious family.
Right.
And like she woke up and had a bad dream about something. And the mom was like, oh my God. That was your uncle, Baba.
Right.
You probably have powers now, and I bet it's like.
Do you think it was like a Lindsay Lohan, Michael Lohan situation?
Yeah,
where he like
exactly.
he pushed her into show business, or she pushed her into show business.
I definitely think that makes sense.
You will.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I mean,
what if that's the thing? And it was like Baba Vanga was just like the Bulgarian like Honey Boo Boo of the time.
You do get typecast.
She got thrown in, into the show business world.
God,
and
then like
never wanted to.
Never. But she managed to live it out.
When you lose your eyesight, you get typecasted as a clairvoyant pretty quickly.
It's
because
you
have that look, you know,
yeah.
Like this person can't see, but
right.
they can see everything.
They can see everything.
And people also, I think, not to say that people that are talented, that are blind, like Stevie Wonder, et cetera, aren't obviously talented, because clearly they are, but like the fact that they're blind makes them extra fucking talented, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like when Baba Vanga says something like, a man who's darker than normal will be the president of the United States sometime between 1990 and the end of the world. People go, holy shit, she did it. Right?
She did it.
Yeah. And it's like, what? Yeah. So,
how come we didn't hear about Baba Vanga when Obama was getting elected?
Right?
Why is she only coming out now?
Well, that's another interesting question that I mean,
like, why now has the internet kind of caught on to her? And I think we're on the.
Well, maybe a better question
precipice?
Is so, Boobs here, you were the one who kind of unearthed the Baba Vanga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you first find this?
I think I probably saw a BuzzFeed article about her like 2 years ago.
Okay. So this is. So that's what I thought, because I think that she's been an established figure for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But the. So,
because this podcast hasn't found it. Didn't exist.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we grab whatever facts support our narrative.
Yes,
yeah. That's right.
I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting question about the Baba Vanga thing. I think there are probably lots of these clairvoyants. Can we remember when, like, it was like 3 years ago when everybody was predicting the end of the world, and there was one group in specific that were like, they were partying because they're like, well, the end of the world is coming
2012,
tomorrow.
The Mayan calendar.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
December 21st, 2012.
Yeah. I think it's probably like that, where, and there are lots of those, like the Mayan calendar ending, and which, speaking of, I don't think we've totally been proven that hasn't happened.
Because
that might have been the end of a civilization. It might not have just been
the end of the world.
Right.
The end of the world did happen in 2012, and we're living in the end.
Yeah.
I think
we're in the diarrhea shit gutter of the end. This is the leftover.
Oh my God.
I mean, it kind of feels like
don't buy real estate, guys.
Yeah, no.
I got to get rid of my Apple stock immediately.
Sell.
I got to sell it somehow.
Well, here's some other shit. Okay, so we've been talking a big game about Baba Vanga and her prophecies, but she made some weird fucking prophecies.
Yeah, and were they wrong? Yeah, let's get into all of them.
All right.
We keep getting sidetracked.
Here's a quick list of like some other don't sound like they're
really
going to hold water.
Sorry, listeners. Just bear with us.
So,
bear with us while we rant.
She says
by 2111, people become robots.
Oh, okay.
Well, by 2154, animals become half humans. There's a big drought in 2170. 2183, colony on Mars becomes a nuclear nation and is asking for independence from the Earth.
She made these predictions?
Yeah. 2187, successfully two volcano eruptions are stopped. By 2196, there is the full mixture between Asians and Europeans, which I don't know what she means by that. Maybe
like
genetic mixture, like we
all
just...
We're all going to be half Japanese.
Sounds like a total fuck fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. let's see. 2256, spaceship brings a frightening new disease to Earth.
She made all of these predictions?
Yes.
I love that.
By 2288, travel through time becomes a thing, and we make new contact with the aliens.
Is that how she worded it?
2028?
It's got to be.
Travel through time becomes a thing.
Travel through time is a thing.
That's like 10, that's not even, it's 12 years away?
No.
Wait, all right.
February of 2017.
I am not going to kill myself. Yeah. I'm going to wait around for this one.
I need to wait around. This is very cryptic. 2304, the mystery of the moon is uncovered.
Whoa, what does that mean?
Maybe we finally get the proof we need to prove that the moon landing in the 60s was bullshit.
Maybe we find out that the core of the moon is actually all Subway Club cards.
I don't think I believe
and that's how they eradicate hunger.
I don't think I believe in the moon landing.
Somebody,
guys, we got something here. I found something. What is it?
It's the moon.
It's
mystery of the moon.
Unlimited supply of Subway gift cards. I don't know.
The world is dead.
Hunger's gone.
Oh my God. Oh.
I mean, I agree with
Houston,
you.
Houston, we have found something.
Oh, Jesus.
Appears to be a hatch.
Opening hatch.
Everything is covered in the Subway meatball sauce.
Yeah.
I love those meatball sandwiches.
Oh my god.
By the year 3005, a war on Mars will change the trajectory of the planet.
Wait, didn't when does the world end again?
3797.
Oh, so right after that.
That's when Earth will die. However, human civilization will be advanced enough to move to a new star system by then.
Well, plus we will have figured out time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I mean, are we as people just not intelligent enough to wrap our heads around time travel yet?
Yeah, like we have not evolved enough to get
that. I feel like that's every time someone's like, yeah, time travel could be a thing, I'd be like,
how?
Because I would have already like made myself different. And, I can't
imagine that.
I mean, unless on Tuesday some fucking guy with a tin hat like literally shows up in the middle of nowhere at the podium and goes, Stop.
I have some really important information. Yeah. Everyone's just like, boo. Yeah.
Get him off.
Give me a meatball sub.
Yeah.
That's the reality. I mean, that's Idiocracy,
yeah,
right?
It is
Idiocracy.
I'm from the future. I know what's going to happen. Get the fuck off
the
shit.
Shut up, you dickhead. I'm listening to my friends up there.
Oh, my God. That is Idiocracy. That is the scariest clairvoyance of anything, dude.
Yeah.
The Idiocracy is
a Baba Vanga.
Oh my god, it's so close to reality right now, and it freaks me out.
Yeah,
you know what have we gotten to this point?
I think the term deja vu is when you think you've seen something before, right?
Right.
But we should use the term Baba Vanga for when somebody predicts something like Idiocracy. Like,
right.
That's like he Baba Vanga'd that movie. Right?
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of a verb.
Well, and you know,
she's in the credits anywhere.
She should be.
Was she alive back then?
Thanks to her.
Special thanks.
I mean, so the Zika thing is an interesting point, right? Because that's one of the big points in the movie, in Idiocracy, where it's like, well, we don't want to have kids because it's not the right time or whatever. Like, that's kind of the beginning of the end, is when intelligent, intellectualized people stop having kids because they rationalize it. And then, you know, obviously you just had a kid, Free Day, but
Woo! What's up, kid? I just want to let you know I love you. You're the best. Shout out, kid.
Shout out to the kid. But, you know, when you hear something like Zika's spreading like wildfire, and like all
wild fibers,
all these things are happening. It de-incentivizes it for people who are aware of what that all means. But those people in rural Kansas who are like, yeah, I've heard of the news, I love Donald Trump, Obama's a Muslim, they're like, I don't give a fuck about Zika. I don't even know what that means. I can't even pronounce that, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't really fuck with healthy human, you know, adults. It's kind of right. Like, the doctor in Puerto Rico says people shouldn't be having kids right now. Like,
I know.
That's what he says. He's like, I wouldn't have kids. He's like, it's not worth it.
Exactly.
He's like, we can't control it. We don't know how to. It's like, it's not worth you having this kid.
Exactly.
Now.
And like,
which is crazy. If that happens for 1 to 2 years, like the population shift,
it's going
to
be
the world.
Right.
Like,
think about all the ramifications of this thing happening. So let's say microcephaly spreads. We start seeing tons of instances of microcephaly, right?
It's a good pop star name.
Microcephaly.
Yeah.
It was before all this happened.
I mean, yeah, somebody just lost their shit.
Yeah. Like ISIS was an awesome name.
It
was.
I know.
Before ISIS.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Damn it.
They got to ruin everything. Yeah. Terrorists.
God.
Terrorists. But yeah, so like, you know, let's say microcephaly becomes a real thing where we're seeing like 1/3 of all babies born in the United States have microcephaly or whatever. Or in the world, for that matter, like we're gonna have to change institutions. Like, think about how do you adjust the education system to accommodate a high number of people who cannot functionally exist in the current education system, right?
What if we? Oh my god! Like, what if the human race changes the way it looks because of a virus?
Because of microcephaly?
Yeah.
I mean,
like having a big head becomes like.
Like a luxury, like a
luxury, or people make fun of you where they're just like, "Oh, look at that big headed freak fag! Get out of here,
big headed right? freak fag!"
Oh my god!
And it's I mean, like that doesn't seem crazy to me.
It's kind of already started.
Kind of. I mean, it's kind of there. There was an interesting. I read an interesting article about I mean, I've read a lot of articles that essentially say the same point. And this is what kind of pisses me off about New York Times. New York Times is constantly just talking to its own people, right?
All their liberal manifestos, snarfing up the wrong trees, bro.
Right.
Burn them.
Burn them all.
Burn them all.
The agendas are like too clear nowadays.
Yeah, it's
like,
yeah. So, but this is what I was saying. So I think there is this huge gulf. And obviously the liberals are the scholarly types that look down on everybody and whatever. And then like the conservatives are like the idiots who don't pay attention to facts and are just conspiracy theorists, right? That's like the narrative that dominates the whole spectrum. But like what that does is it makes it so hard to have an intellectual debate with people, because if you are talking with somebody like that, right, and I use a multi-syllable word, I'm immediately cast into one section.
Yeah.
And it seems like I'm being patronizing, right? When that's not meant to be the case.
No, you're just talking smart.
Yeah, but like talking smart.
Smart talk with the boobs.
Smart talk is not a good thing right now. And that's like the thing we need more than anything, is we need somebody who's like, well, I don't know too much about city life, but I do know that blank and Hillary Clinton and liberal fair politics, and people go, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to him, right?
Well, being smart and being educated and being successful have become bad things.
They've never become bad things. They've only become bad things by the people that need them the most.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. So I'm saying you see the guy who's got the degrees and he's made money and he buys a house.
Right.
And it's like all of a sudden he's like the bad guy in America. You're like, wait, that's what we all want, I thought.
Yeah, we're all trying to do. Right. But then you have one guy tell a bunch of ignorant people that they're perfect the way they are. They're going to start to hate what they've been told to become their whole life.
Oh, god damn it. This is... fuck me. God.
I wish Baba Vanga was still alive.
What would she say about this? She's already said everything she needs to say.
Yeah.
She said it all. She went up until 30, 37 or something.
I mean, I would not be surprised. I mean, I would be surprised because it would be fucking crazy, but like crazier things have happened where you're like, can you believe we bombed Japan? Can you believe Pearl Harbor just about, like, a lot of crazy things have happened. Like, World War II was less than 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because we think of that as, like, the absolute nadir of modern Western civilized society. And that was less than 100 years ago. Like, I would not...
Doesn't it seem like Russia's, like, got the strongest they've been in our lifetime?
Oh, for sure.
I think. I don't know. It just feels that way, and they're creeping up on the Arctic Circle.
Dude, and people love them. Like, people love them. I mean,
people in Europe are believing in...
I don't think people in Europe necessarily, but I think people in former USSR.
All the Asian countries are on board. So you have like Asia, Russia versus the rest. Whoa.
Maybe. I don't know. I think
the Philippines just dumped the United States and went pro-Russia.
Yeah, what? Yeah. No, but the Philippines are fucking idiots, though. Duarte is a nut. He literally...
He's like if Sylvester Stallone was president.
He is...
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say about Sylvester Stallone?
Like, great things, but... Yeah.
Guy.
He's kind of a dick.
Saying he'd be a great president. I mean, he's gathering up people who use drugs and killing them.
Having them murdered.
Literally.
In the streets.
Yeah.
To clean up the streets.
It's really insane. But
so maybe it's a good thing that we're not in bed with those people anymore.
Definitely not. They elected a bad dude, right? Mm-hmm. But
so did Saudi Arabia. I mean, they didn't
elect Saudi
anybody.
Arabia, yeah. They didn't elect anybody.
I'm saying, like, the United States makes partnerships with bad people all the time.
True.
Well, Saudi Arabia, I think, is way more strategic. Because the thing about Saudi Arabia, I watched... Have you seen that documentary on Netflix about Saudi Arabia?
No.
No, but
you guys should watch it.
What's
it's called? Fucking... It's Saudi Arabia, the worst country ever, or something like that. it's not a good place. Saudi Arabia is not great. But here's the thing with Saudi Arabia.
Aren't they our best friends?
They are our best friends in that region.
Because we got that hot oil.
Well, I think part of it's oil, but I think part of it's also because when you look at geographically a map of the Middle East, you have Saudi Arabia, which is right beside the UAE and Oman and like kind of the wealthy.
And it's pretty stable.
Yeah, it's pretty stable, even though it's a terrible place and everybody there is whatever.
But
it's also right beside Iran. It's right beside Libya. It's right beside, like, it's in a region where there's a lot of volatility.
Yeah.
And a couple people we don't want to fucking be, we don't want to like not be friends with and shit, and like places that like Russia are homies with. So like Iran, where like Russia's like, hey, we love Iran, Iran's our buddy, and then they're like, hey, fuck you, United States, and the United States is like, hey, we need a friend, Saudi Arabia, hey, can you be our friend? And it's like a really strategic place.
The culture there seems dictatorial, though.
Oh,
it seems like, but like in the Middle East, like it's when you remove the dictator, it's worse. So like
you need to see this documentary.
Yeah,
it's really like,
so America's like, you know, remove the dictators, but it's like we kind of need them.
No, we definitely need them.
It's not good for the people who work or are under them, but
I mean,
keeps it
everything that's happening right now,
it's fucked.
And it's such a bummer because, again, we all look at it and we go, way to go, good for you. But like, everything is because of the Arab Spring, all of it, right? The Arab Spring happened, and then it first happened in like Jordan or somewhere else. It's not Jordan, somewhere that is like relatively stable. Yeah. Then it happened in Egypt, and Egypt
it was like Libya, then Egypt, I think.
Yeah, Libya, then Egypt, and Egypt was
Tunisia.
Or I think it started in Tunisia, then it was Egypt, then it was Libya, and then it was Syria, and Syria was like, no, nope, no chance, right? Yeah. And they fought back, and that's now everything's fucked, right? That's how it all happened. So I think, yeah, I mean, am I pro-dictator? Absolutely not. It's like the Obama question we had earlier, right?
Lesser of two evils.
Do I think
situation?
That if Obama was like, man, you guys suck at choosing presidents, I'm just going to keep doing this, I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Just keep doing your job until we need to oust.
We would have to worry when he shows up with dictator glasses. We'd be like, he's jumped the dictator shark.
No.
We know where he's putting his money on GoFundMe.
Big ridiculous sunglasses.
That would suck.
What would his brand be? Would they be like, because he would end up getting his own signature brand.
I think they would be, instead of like the arms of sunglasses are not plastic, they're actually cigars. So you can pull them off and smoke
always
them.
Like
always new cigars.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's what Fidel Castro should have been.
I think there's a chance that the states as we know it are going to dissipate.
Yeah,
I think that state power is going to get really, it's going to get so, individual states are going to have so much power that it's just going to fall apart.
Or smaller states. I don't know. California seems like it's too many people. It's too big to manage.
I think California will probably stay California because
we could
probably
have four Californias.
We could have four Californias, but if California, if
San Diego is just all owned by Monster Energy,
yeah,
and elbow tattoos.
How funny would that be if it was like if all of the states kind of fell apart and it was like the president of Southern California was the guy. He was also the president of GoPro, and then.
I just love longboarding with my dog.
Come to Southern California. It's chill. That's their slogan.
It's the most chill.
Yeah. But, you know, I think if because of how these elections are going, also, I think the states have become these really volatile places just in general. And all of them have their own identity, obviously. And there's a million. So Baba Vanga's prediction about the this could be the last president of the United States. Maybe that's true, and the United States is no longer United States, and it literally is. Like, Texas becomes a state. California becomes a state. Kansas becomes a state. Everywhere. And then we end up having, like, 17 states. So it's like, the great Northeast is a state. And it's like, you know, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, all that bullshit. Texas becomes its own thing. The Deep South becomes its own thing. Florida becomes its own thing.
It's called the Deep South.
I mean, that'd be
cool.
That'd be dope.
I'd be cool with leaving it like that.
Like maybe Michigan gets absorbed into Canada.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Because just to get rid of a bunch of problems.
Well, I think
like,
it would.
Clearly there's like-minded people in certain areas of the country, and it's like, dude, if
it would
Montana
be really crazy if
Utah
we did that.
Really want to elect Donald Trump, but I know I feel like it would lead to like war.
I mean, it would definitely lead to war because what would end up happening is there are so many shared resources and so many complex ideologies. Like, even something like Arizona. Arizona is like a neighbor of ours, but like Arizona and California are very fucking different.
Yeah.
Right?
And with all the gun politics, like Arizona would invade California.
Totally.
Be like, let's just go kill a bunch of people because they can't defend themselves.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because they got no guns.
Yeah.
I mean, that would happen.
Eventually. It would definitely happen. And then there's all these things like, you know, everybody has to develop their own healthcare system, and everybody has to develop their own highway system, and everybody has to develop their own. I mean, it would be very, very, very complex. But you know, again, all rules out the door, dude. Who fucking knows what's going to happen? I mean, like, Texas is like the dudes who run Texas are fucking mad, right? and you know, and like you see this everywhere. I mean, in Georgia, there's so many crazy places where like the governor seems to just be off his fucking rocker doing whatever the hell he wants. Even California. I mean, some would say that, if this was a conservative podcast, they would say that about California. They'd be like, Jerry Brown is off his fucking rocker. That guy's going to secede and it's going to be crazy. Yeah. Right? But, you know, it is true. I mean, like, you look at the way he handles his politics and you're just like, man, that guy does not give a fuck about the rest of the country.
No.
Right? And good, because it benefits us. But at the same time, it is like high taxes and things that I think certain people would be like, fuck that guy. Right?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to be young in California and pay taxes, I think.
It's expensive, man.
It's really expensive.
I mean, I don't know how freelance money is typically, but like I get almost 50% of my pay goes to taxes immediately.
That's as good as it'll ever be.
Which is insane.
For our lives.
That's so crazy.
Good luck buying a house.
Yeah. But 50%. Do you pay 50% on taxes?
Yeah.
That's so
probably
much.
I don't know, something like that. It's a lot. I just feel like
I would if I paid taxes.
Like, I just pay a ton.
Yeah,
just pay a lot of money, and I'm like, God damn it!
Yeah,
you make a little, they take it away.
Yeah,
it's true.
And then you end up just not making much at all.
No.
Well, and then everyone's like, go buy a house, shop, and you're like, you just took all my money, you fucktards.
Yeah, exactly.
And then like housing is so. I'm like, how do you reconcile that? Like, if you're taking all our money, then at least.
Yeah,
give us some affordable housing.
It's hard to get a.
That's why you got to vote for HHH, dude.
So torn on HHH. You
gotta vote for HHH. Homeless housing is going to benefit all of this because we're all going to be homeless.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It sounds a little corrupt.
A
like
vote with for the HHH is
developers
for me.
Are going to make a bunch of money. Yeah, and I'm,
I agree. I do agree with that. I don't know why I voted for it. I think I already turned in my ballot. So. It was one of those things where I voted for certain things and people were like, "Vote no on this." I go.
Shit. Yeah. Well,
can I get that back, government?
Changed my mind.
South Park was on the other day, and it was an episode about homeless. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's an older episode. But there's a bunch of homeless people that come to South Park. And then the final solution in the end is that the kids put them on buses and just drive them to Santa Monica and leave them in Santa Monica.
That's amazing.
It's the best. And it's just a scene, and they just drive all these homeless people and drop them off and they go, see you later, Santa Monica.
Dude, that show is so funny. Fucking good, man.
Song is Santa Monica is nice to the homeless. And they rip off a Tupac song. And it's just like, yeah, that's funny.
I don't know how they've managed to get away with everything they've gotten away with in the last several years. I think we're probably close to wrap up time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I enjoyed talking about this one.
So lots of things to watch this week.
Oh my God.
What's the next closest prediction aside from China?
That
we can kind of put on our eye calendars.
Is that by the end of the year, Europe will cease to exist.
Okay.
Does Baba Vanga say anything about the iPhone 8?
No, she didn't mention it.
No screen.
She didn't mention it.
No screen.
No screen.
How great would that be if she had one hyper specific prediction?
Have you seen the new Apple headphones? They're wireless.
Yeah.
But there's a company that's making like a wireless clip or wire clip for them clip them together. So it's just like having wires.
That's awesome.
And it's like, it's just so stupid.
It's so fucking dumb.
The whole
dumb.
Point. Anyway, I don't know.
One of her productions was like, in 2018, Virgin Airlines will all have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Whole fleet wide. And it was just like an ad. It was just like
she got to make that hot cash somewhere.
Manga.
She got to make that pickle money. You know, that's all she eats is pickles. Yeah.
She just eats pickles. Fuck. You're right.
Man.
So what's the next one? So China is taking over and then Europe collapses?
Yeah, first things first. Obama's the last president. So
right.
Some shit's going down.
So put that
Europe
on your
ceases
icon.
To exist this year. And then in 2 years, China is the main, like, the big guy on campus.
But when does Europe fall apart? What year?
This year is what she said.
This year is when it
ceases to exist.
So it gets decimated?
Pretty much. She's like, almost no humans or animals on Europe anymore. So I don't know if
I think
maybe
she might have been off
year,
that one a couple
a year
years.
Off.
Yeah.
But what if Christmas Day, big nukes go off. Who knows?
Why wouldn't they have did it here?
Because the Atlantic Ocean's our protector. Like,
we're fucking ourselves pretty good right now. I think in Europe, the
they need extra
Syria
fucking,
stuff yeah. and like the refugee stuff is like, it's probably really hard for us to understand how intense. Just put up a wall.
They should build a wall and have Syria pay for it.
And have Syria pay for it. I got an idea, Europe.
That's a good idea. All right, that's a good note to end it on. Oh, fucking politics.
Girl, get over.
Baba Vanga, hey guys, save us all, please. Yeah.
This is the last day before the end of the world, according to Baba Vanga. So you heard it here first.
Yeah. By the time you hear this, you'll probably be like pushing a grocery cart across a decimated forest. And
you knew us when, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll never enjoy these sweet, sweet donuts ever again.
No, this is it. Donut King.
Shout out
to our new sponsor.
Donut King.
Donut King.
Should we hit them up donuts? About it?
We should. I mean, dude, them and True Swords are pretty loyal.
I come in once a week, man. They know me.
By them being
I don't think True Swords has ever responded to my emails.
We need to design business cards.
Business swords.
Business swords that we hand to people we want to be our sponsors. Yeah.
And we only split donuts by chopping them in half with a katana.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, actually, we're going to make a good order, and we'll start posting photos on the website, didyoureadit.com, Instagram, didyoureadit, Facebook, didyoureadit. All right. This was Did You Read It? I'm It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
And My Free Day.
Good luck with the end of the world. Tomorrow is election day. Actually, today, because this will be posted on Tuesday.
Yeah, guys, so. Be safe out there at the end of the world, okay?
Yeah.
be safe. Yeah. Get each other's backs.
Exactly.
Be suspicious, not like healthy suspicion of the people in front and behind you in line.
Yeah, pick your new state wisely. When you're picking your country identifier. Pick the one you're most likely to be able to go to the Olympics with.
I'm going state of Baba Vanga.
Baba Vanga state. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Did you read it?